The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, and welcome to Radio Wasteland, your favorite show about the paranormal, the conspirious. How do you say that?
Conspirious?
Conspirious.
I'm sure that's not a word.
But
you know, it's like a word, because if you say it, people know what you mean, which is, you know, that's what a word is. It's making sounds and it's conveying meaning. So well, I give it my seal of approval.
Frankly, I have to tell you that our show is about a lot of things that a lot of people say aren't real. And so I feel that I can say whatever word I want.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
All right, this is Radio Wasteland. We are a show about conspiracies, paranormal, and things that go bump in the night. I am your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Kara.
Helly.
How are you doing this week, Kara?
Pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
I am trying to work out a reworking of my life, a refocus.
Okay. So you're a lion tamer now?
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's what happens when you refocus your life. You're just like, oh, shoot, now I'm a lion tamer.
Yeah,
you know, it just happens.
Yeah.
You reshuffle things, and who knows where it ends up.
You know, I'm sitting on top of this giant mess, and it's not really
that
a mess.
Like
I mean,
life.
It's like a bunch of different things that all work, but I want them all to work together. You know, so I have my business, and I have my clients, and I have my radio show, and I have my family, and I have my stuff, and I have my art, my enjoyment of movies. You know, I want to tie it all together. I want, like, the unified chance theory.
Okay.
You got one?
No.
Thanks.
No, I think that's impossible.
Yeah. Well, it's not impossible.
But as you pointed out, the show is about things that people say are not real, so.
Right. Thanks. Thanks a lot. You know, it's like
including the good life.
Right. Well, this is what I tell my kids. I tell my kids that the best option in this world is to get paid to do what you love.
Sure.
The second best option is to get paid to do what you're good at, so when you're done, you can do what you love.
Okay.
But I am creating a new option, a new number one.
Oh, my.
So those are getting moved to 2 and 3. The number one is... I want to get paid to exist.
That does seem ambitious.
Yes, I want to get paid to exist. And I'm not talking, you know, for...
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, but you're a millennial. You want to do it in a different way than what I'm saying. Because I was about to say, for all you political people out there that just went, oh my God, he wants to get paid to exist. No, I want to contribute to society. I want to work, which is what I do. But I want what I do to be what supports me. I don't want it to be what I love. I want it to be what I do. I want it to be effortless.
How is that different than now?
Well, because none of it involves a Twitcher account and playing a lot of World of Warcraft. You know?
Okay. So, in your ideal world, you would get paid for that.
What, for a Twitcher account?
Yeah, I mean, people do that.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
But it's unlikely.
Yeah.
It's like getting paid for making YouTube videos. You know, it happens to some people.
Well, I don't know.
Rare people.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of YouTube videos. They're adding some...
Well, yeah, but...
I watch
so
this
do I.
one channel called Comic Tropes all the time, man. This guy's great. You can tell he is just totally nerdy. And, like, and probably, you know, a little questionable about his own life and everything. But I watch this guy going, man, he's living the dream.
I mean, YouTube is fantastic, but
it is.
How many of those people are, you know, making money off of what they're doing? Or, more accurately, supporting themselves off what they're doing? Actually, probably a lot are making, you know, some money.
Right, but it's all about making little bits of money here and there and enjoying your life and being happy while... So, my day job is I'm an SEO, that's search engine optimization. I'm a web developer, blah, blah, blah. Anybody who listens knows this. And a big... part of building a website or building a web page is that you have to add value to a visitor's experience.
Sure.
And so that's a part of what I want. I want to add value. I don't want to just get paid to not add value to existence, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I think I see what you mean.
You see what
I'm
saying?
This is, yeah, I mean, this is maybe a reasonable ethos for the 21st century.
Right, right. You know,
for the gig economy of our world.
Right. You know, I want to have value. I want to be valuable, I think, is the perfect word. I don't even need to split that up. I think I got it. Do you got it?
I think I said it well enough.
You think you got it?
Yeah. So you've been restructuring your life to make this happen.
Well, no, I've been doing what I've done my entire life, which is beginning to begin. So I guess I probably shouldn't go that far.
Right,
but I've
okay.
been thinking a lot more about beginning to begin.
Well, that's the first step.
The first step is...
That's the first, you know, sub-step before the actual first step.
Right.
It's like sub-step 1 of 5 before you've actually started.
Right. Well, it's really hard to execute while planning, you know, and that's not easy. But planning has been a huge part of my life. But I figure I've done enough planning. I'm like 42 now, I think. I don't know. Sure. Jared asks me all the time, and then I tell him that I don't know, and then we figure it out. How old am I, Jared?
I don't know, but I don't believe that you don't know.
I'm either 42 or 43.
My mom is 65. She remembers that.
She's going to be so pissed at you. I don't not know because I'm geriatric.
It was you and Jake on your other show. You asked Jake how old he was, and he was like, I don't know.
He doesn't know. It's because you don't have children. You don't know what life-sucking, horrible creatures they are. That
Jake
they can
is like 2 years older than me.
Yeah, but I mean, his kids have like definitely aged him by like 20 years, and they're like 2 now.
That's
They've
true.
Like sucked the life out of him. He's like all sunken in and like dead inside, you know? There's like a...
Didn't he only adopt them like 1.5 years ago?
That's the disturbing part. It's like within 1.5 years, like there's like a black ice cube where his heart used to be.
It's like being president. You know, your hair turns white and you get all
totally,
wrinkled.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Trump's holding up all right.
Well, yeah, because he's not actually doing the job.
Sure.
It's pretty easy.
People
are going to
like
play
that one,
Kara. All the time. Yeah, well, whatever. I think people have figured out my political affiliations if they listen. So, you know, if you disagree with me, you can just say typical liberal and move on. I won't be offended because I am a very typical liberal.
Well, I will tell you that the president that I feel the worst for would have been Abraham Lincoln because he was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you see before and after pictures of him, it's crazy.
Yeah, and he was pretty fugly on the way in. You know, so it's like things did not get better for him.
No.
So, I don't know. All right, so tonight we have a pretty polarizing guest.
Yes, we do.
Pretty polarizing guest. We're going to be talking about naturopathic medicine and its sort of relationship to medical tyranny is the word that we've put on this, the word that he's put on this.
Yes.
And just to wrap your brain around it, it's the sort of concept of, is the government controlling your choices when it comes to medication, you know, is the government.
Well, not just medication.
Too much involvement.
But medicine in general.
In your choices in medicine, you know.
That is the question.
Yeah. And, you know, I would
and
say.
And he's coming from Canada, but, you know, he's done a lot of stuff here. And so, you know, it really applies no matter what country you're in.
Well, with all the people all concerned about America. Or United States calling it America is ridiculous because that's both our continents put together. The United States getting socialized health care.
Sure.
This is sort of a precursor to what a lot of people are worried about.
I guess that's fair to say.
And really 50% of our population is very worried about this stuff. You know, the other 50% wants it to happen. It's definitely one of those extremely polarizing topics of our time.
Get ready to get angry.
Right. Get ready to get angry regardless of which side you're on. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
I want with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on the 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right.
It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, David Steffen. David, do we have you there with us?
I am here. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, sounds good. So, you know, I got to ask you the starting question that we ask all our guests. You know, our topic tonight is medical tyranny, and will these sort of situations that are going on in Canada move their way on down here to the United States? So how did you get involved in this topic?
Well, I found myself thrown into it when my son tragically passed away in 2012. And we are still actually trying to find out exactly what he passed away from. I know that within the topic, it mentions that he died from bacterial meningitis. And that's the official narrative, that he died from bacterial meningitis and a right pleural empyema. But what ended up happening is throughout the we ended up charged, I guess, first of all, to give all of your listeners an idea as to how I got involved. We ended up getting charged 11 months after the passing of our son. And what ended up happening is he'd stopped breathing. And we decided, obviously, to take him to the hospital, even though he'd started breathing again after he coughed up some mucus and fluid. And he'd been sick off and on for about 2 weeks previous, but it was fairly mild symptoms, nothing that would alarm a parent to take their child to the doctor or anything like that. And so we decided to take him to the hospital, and on the way to the hospital, he stopped breathing again. And so he ended up in an ambulance that we met on the highway as we were driving. And he ended up, when he got to the hospital, he was brain dead. And we were really absolutely just shocked and wondering how he got to this point. And 11 months later, we're charged after an autopsy report came out saying that he died from bacterial meningitis that caused the brain death and a right pleural empyema, which is a well-developed lung infection or an infectious agent on the outer wall of the lung in the pleural cavity that would constrict his breathing that any attentive parent would have seen. And so what they were doing is they were creating this narrative that we were negligent parents. And what came out in the court case was that there was no scientific evidence for the bacterial meningitis at all, and that there was actually withheld x-rays that showed that he had clear lungs upon arrival to the hospital, so he didn't have a right pleural empyema as a second causation of death. And so what we discovered throughout this process is they were profiling parents that, you know, if their child passed away, they were profiling them and seeing if they fit within a particular agenda that they could use to slander natural medicine, as well as set the precedent that if you don't seek allopathic treatments first and foremost, that you could go to jail. Now, what came out during the court case as well is that our son, when he ended up in the ambulance, that ambulance had been proactively destocked of the necessary equipment to get any pediatric patient an airway, and had been destocked for over a year previous, and that constitutes criminal negligence. And so what happened is my son went over 8 minutes without any oxygen whatsoever in that ambulance and subsequently ended up with brain death. So everything appeared to be a cover-up as well as to set things in motion to set a precedent in Canada. And we were the first case of its kind in Canada. We had no case law to reference that was parallel to our case. It was the first case where they took loving, attentive, caring parents and put them through this kind of process where these charges would normally be reserved for parents that are absolutely negligent, cruel, have an intent to harm their children, that type of thing.
So in your description there, you used a word I haven't heard before. Allopathy, was that it?
Yeah, allopathic medicine is the medicine that you would find with, I guess they call it traditional, even though it's not really traditional. It's only been around for, you know, since the last 70 years, really. So we're talking pharmaceutical medications or pharmaceutical treatments. That would be what we typically refer to as allopathic medicine.
I see. So is the I guess we'll just hop right to the big question here, and that is, why would the Canadian government be seeking this out? You know, what do we feel is the conspiracy here, the agenda here of doing that?
Well, you know, a lot of people are flocking away from, you know, your typical medical doctors and the hospital setting in droves. And for the reason that, I mean, it's becoming abundantly clear that, you know, just from taking properly prescribed medications every year, there's over 100,000 deaths in North America alone for taking properly prescribed medications the way that they have been prescribed. So just that alone,
well,
is starting to really scare
people. I don't think we can really scare people, you know, or address that without addressing the amount of lives that would die who didn't take those medicines.
Well, that's a good question, but when you, or a good point, in regard to certain elements, I mean, so when we're talking infectious disease, obviously antibiotics have had a tremendous role in preventing infectious disease from running rampant. But when we take a look at things like heart medications or Vioxx, you know, that type of stuff, Celebrex, these types of medications that have been removed from the markets that had very little to no efficacy and were just creating a lot more damage than they were good. It's starting to scare people, and I think that's the message that's being sent, is that people are becoming concerned about the treatments, the vaccines, the antidepressants that are causing suicide, that type of stuff. People are starting to flock away in droves, so I think the reason why they're moving forward with this is to try to scare people back into compliance, and that if they don't, that they may fear going to jail, like I ended up going to jail for 3 weeks. And so I believe that's the message that's being sent. And if that's not their intent, it sure is what is taking place, as I've had many, many people reach out to me and indicate exactly that, you know, they're terrified and don't know what to do. Do they go in just proactively just to make sure there's a paper trail, that type of thing?
And they in this situation is the Canadian government and or pharmaceutical companies, or...
That would be, yeah, that would be correct. And okay. And so there's definitely a history of Health Canada collaborating with the pharmaceutical industry and basically looking out for them more so than the health of Canadians.
So this is not too dissimilar from what's been in the news heavily for England. England has some pretty extreme laws down these lines.
Yeah, I'm not aware. I couldn't comment on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been in the news a lot of the government basically trying to take children off of life support when parents don't want them to, and the government basically stepping in and saying, yes, we're going to do that.
Yes, like the Alfie Evans case. That's correct. Yeah, I was made aware of that one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the implication here is that basically Big Pharma is controlling this.
I would absolutely speculate that that is the case. And it's interesting to note that when we got our disclosure that Health Canada had made an inquiry into the investigation, and that was really peculiar because I don't believe Health Canada, the federal governing body, over, you know, what medications are approved and all that, I don't believe that they make inquiries into every single death investigation out there. So there was something peculiar about our case that they were looking into, that they probably wanted to move forward with something. So it's just really interesting that the governing body who collaborates with the pharmaceutical industry would be actually inquiring into our case.
So is naturopathic medicine such a large industry that the government would take notice and proactively set out to attack it?
It is growing. There's no doubt about it. And actually, if you were to go back in my history a little further, my father actually discovered a formulation, a natural formulation that assists with mental health conditions, and was after the first study came out proving it to be over three times more effective than your standard medical treatments for treating bipolar, Health Canada swooped in right off the bat the very next day after it made national news, and they attempted to shut us down, and we ended up spending about a decade in the courts with them, and we ended up beating them back because it was proven that we are, you know, that our product did what we claimed it was doing. And so there's definitely a history that we've become aware of, not just with ourselves, but with any other naturopathic type medicines that they have been attacking them if they're extremely therapeutic and are competing with the bottom line of the pharmaceutical industry.
So I'm assuming from our conversation that you're not like adamantly opposed to allopathic medicine. You're just saying that it might need to be reeled in some areas. And I think most people agree with that on some level. I mean, here we are in America the United States with the opioid epidemic. And so I think everybody is going to agree with that a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, there's a time and a place. You know, if I fell off a roof, I wouldn't be asking for some naturopathic medicine to fix my leg that's, you know, the bone protruding out the side because it's splintered up. You know, our emergency medicine is an absolutely beautiful thing. And same with, you know, an extreme infectious disease. You know, I wouldn't be, you know, if my child was in a situation that was dire, I wouldn't be, you know, messing around with that, trying to play around with something that may not be nearly as potent as what you would get through a medical doctor. And so there is a time and place, and there's balance to it that needs to be applied. But yeah, when we take a look at it, it definitely needs to be reeled in because it is getting out of control, and it appears that that the almighty dollar is definitely taking a much greater precedent than the health and well-being of the people.
All right, David. Well, we're coming up on our first break here. We definitely have more questions for you. You're listening to David Stephan here on Radio Wasteland. We're talking about medical tyranny. Come on back.
Yeah, he's evil too. Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, David Steffen. You know, David, in my case, so I have a bit of a situation that kind of matches some of this medication getting out of control. I go to the doctor, and I got the cheap doctor because I'm poor like everybody else, you know. And my doctor, I walk in, and he looks like the crypt keeper. He, like, literally looks like they dug him up and threw him in the office, you know, to give me this medicine. And I have high blood pressure, so he gives me some medication for high blood pressure, and that's great. And then, you know, they end up getting rid of the crypt keeper, and I end up getting this, like, this fashionable sort of young doctor who's much more knowledgeable, and she tells me, I want you to stop taking that medication right away because you also have high cholesterol, and this isn't good for that. You need to be taking this other medication. And so I kind of equated this in my head as these sort of like old school guys sort of like pushing this old stuff and not really following the new stuff. And then here all of a sudden I get this younger one who has some sort of knowledge of the new ways of things, you know. But so really what I think the issue that everybody might have with what you're saying is, coming out of a world of so much, you know, snake oil salesmen, basically, is like, how would this stuff be regulated? I mean, there has to be some level of regulation where we can have some sort of trust in the treatment that we're giving ourselves.
Right. So are you referencing the regulation of naturopathic medicines?
Yeah. So there has to be some sort of regulation of naturopathic medicines, or do you even think there should be?
Well, that's an interesting topic, and it's definitely a heated topic that has risen up again in Canada. And so here in Canada in 2004, they implemented the NHP regulations, which is the Natural Health Product Regulations. And so in order to make any health claim, it actually has to be approved by Health Canada, and many times it's quite an onerous process, especially if there isn't already a product that has that health claim on it. And so you actually have to provide all of the scientific evidence to substantiate that claim. And so in Canada, they're actually quite heavily regulated, to the point where we saw the loss of thousands of products just because it wasn't worth jumping through the hoops to pay for all of the additional studies and the regulation fees, the licensing fees, all that type of stuff. And so Canada actually lost a lot of products due to that. So there's an upside and a downside to it. And the upside is that when somebody goes and grabs the product, it's a Health Canada approved claim, though in many instances it's quite limited to what it actually does in the real world. But, you know, Health Canada has restricted it to these claims. But that's the upside, is that whatever it says on the bottle, it's actually substantiated to do it. But the downside is that the increased cost makes it quite onerous to the consumer at the end of the day, when many of them are willing to do their own research and find out what these products will and will not do, especially in the age of information here, where at our fingertips we can just go online and figure it out as to what products are right for us.
There's a lot of context an average person is going to be missing, though, right? I mean, there's a reason doctors go to medical school for, you know, 4 years and then wind up in residency for 5 or 6 years. Like there's context to everything. You can't just look at a list of claims on a bottle and know everything that you need to know, right?
That's correct. Now, and so going into context as well, so doctors are generally only learning about pharmaceutical medications. And so the unfortunate thing about it is that they receive very little to no nutritional education throughout that entire 7 years of their experience. So it's kind of, you know, it's an unfortunate thing that even a doctor doesn't even have the full context. And with all of the new medications that are continually being released and all of the various contraindications that they have, the various side effects, there's no way that a doctor could actually have a full understanding of all the various medications out there that they could, in good conscience, supply them to you and say that there's no risks involved at all. And to give some context to that, I spent, as part of my job doing what we do, we actually assist people coming off pharmaceutical medications or psychiatric medications to, you know, switch over to nutrition. And I spent about 3 months of my job actually going through the drug monographs and copying and pasting the various drug interactions and side effects of these medications. And I spent in those 3 months, I only got up to about L, if we're going alphabetically. So I didn't even get through all the medications. And it's amazing to see how much information would be or knowledge would be necessary in order to actually prescribe these types of things without putting people in a dangerous situation at times.
So what do you see as a resolution to this situation? So obviously we're in agreement that we need doctors, and we need allopathy, Western medicine, whatever, and that people should have availability to better nutrition and better nutrition education, you know, what do we see as an actual resolution to this problem?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's informed consent that that allows clients to be able to decide people to decide what they put into their bodies and to have all the educational materials available to them. The second thing is the removal of the monopolization of the pharmaceutical industry, because what we're seeing here is we see chiropractic medicine or chiropractic medicine is what you'd call it, homeopathic medicine, naturopathic medicine, and then we have pharmaceutical medicine. So we have all of these different players, and then there's all, you know, obviously we can take a look at Chinese medicine, and there's all sorts of different modalities available out there. But what we see taking place here is the monopolization of the pharmaceutical industry, not only in the fact that in socialized medicine like we have here in Canada, that's really the only thing that gets covered. You don't have the coverage of naturopathic medicine or homeopathic medicine or anything else, even if there's substantive scientific evidence to back it up that these treatments would actually be a really good either a replacement or alternative option to these pharmaceutical medications. So, one, we don't have the coverage taking place. The taxpayer money is paying for the pharmaceutical medications and not covering anything else. And second to that, we're seeing this monopolization taking a further hold when we have court cases like mine and the one that just recently went through, the second case of its kind in Canada, where now the message that's being sent is, how dare you look elsewhere, to treat your children with anything else other than what the doctor would recommend. And for doing that, you know, you're deemed to be a negligent parent and you're going to go to jail.
Well, you know, 50% of the people here, obviously, if you follow the American news at all, which I assume it's kind of hard to avoid up there, 50% of the people, we are a very polarized nation. And so 50% of the people here might agree with you, but 50% of them are totally going to disagree with you. You know, so is there some sort of halfway mark, you know, where people can feel that the kids are being protected with their best interest in mind, but parents also have a little more control?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it goes back to education, I feel. And second to that is that when we're talking about loving, attentive parents, there's nothing more that a loving, attentive parent would want than the well-being of their child. And that alone should be motivating enough that they're going to make what they feel is the right decision. Now, that's where it starts to get pretty tricky is, you know, if the government's saying, well, this is the right decision, but yet there's risks involved with it, then there has to be some choice. But the government is seeming to side with the pharmaceutical medications, even though in many instances the efficacy may not actually be there or the risks are being covered up. And so there's really a conundrum there. And I think it comes down to those two things, is education to allow for informed consent and allowing parents to make those choices. And if the government is going to begin subsidizing any of these types of treatments, they need to subsidize all of them or none of them, yeah, rather than helping to substantiate that monopolization.
I think the crux of the argument here and where I can see it being a sticking point for some people, though, is like this all hinges on the idea, basically, that there is an effective alternative to Western medicine, which, like, I mean, obviously you're coming from that perspective, and I want to say I'm open-minded, but, like, as you pointed out, mainstream doctors do not learn about this stuff, and so there's kind of a schism between the kind of scientific studies you can find that support this efficacy, because that's not really being done by mainstream doctors, you know?
I'm sorry, I got to cut us off here. Kara asked
that's a big
great
topic
question
that we'll talk about next segment.
Right. Kara asked you a great question. We're coming up on break here. You're listening to David Stevin here on Radio Wasteland, and we're talking about medical tyranny. Come on back.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
If you're in trouble and you can't relax, close your eyes.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, David Steffen. We are talking about medical tyranny in Canada. And will it come to the United States? Carrie, you had a question before we went to
Yeah. So let me just reiterate here. So basically, what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of... In the mainstream medical community, basically, there's a lot of hostility towards natural medicine. You know, regardless of... There are journals and there are studies that support this kind of thing. But they're kind of... separated from the rest of the mainstream community. And you may say that's not the least bit surprising, because mainstream doctors are often not trained in any of this stuff, which is absolutely correct. But I guess the thing that kind of worries me is if you start giving the same kind of consideration to natural medicine as we have to the... I guess you'd call it allopathic system that we've had. I don't know. People just have a lot of trust in that, and it's hard for me to see people having the same kind of trust in something that people might see as fringe or not as effective.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that it's potentially...
If we treat them the same legally, like, that's going to worry people, basically. It worries me.
It's potentially irresponsible of us to give the same credence to something that doesn't have the scientific backing that the other one has, I think.
Yeah, and one could argue that it does have the same scientific backing, but it's not by the same people, you know. It's not by the same system. It's a kind of a separate thing. But what would you say to that? Because you're more informed about this than I am, clearly.
Well, you know, I come from the area more specializing in psychiatric medication. And so if I were to speak on that, I would say, you know, the general perception out there is that the medications are studied, they're proven, and that they're safe and they're effective. And in regard to psychiatric medication, there couldn't be anything really further from the truth on that matter. And in fact, what we're seeing today is the evidence coming out. Much of it was suppressed, especially in regard to, let's say, the SSRI medications, your selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. What we see is the suppressed evidence that they had studied them and found that they were actually increasing the risk of suicide by anywhere from 2 to 8 times. And that wasn't what was coming before the public, because that would have scared the heck out of just about anybody. They'd say, why the heck would I want to take something that could actually make me kill myself when I kind of already feel like killing myself? And so when we're talking about that...
A very good question.
So when we talk about natural medicine in regard to that, so I'm an expert in what I do and the products that I go and I promote and educate on. We're talking about 34 medical journal publications on just the one formulation that we have, showing it to be over 3 times more effective than your standard psychiatric treatments for many things like depression and anxiety and bipolar. And these aren't fringe medical journals that these studies were published in. So it's really interesting that there's just this paradigm within the medical community that as they're indoctrinated, literally, on the pharmaceutical model, that they're basically trained to not even look at the evidence that is out there regarding natural medicine that would show that it would be equally or in some cases much more effective than the medical or the pharmaceutical treatments, and yet without the risky side effects. And so my understanding is that this applies much broader than just the psychiatric treatments as well, but we just see that it seems to be more of a paradigm issue than it is about a scientific issue.
I see.
Well, you know, part of the issue here is that that it's going to be a long time before society is educated enough to deal with any of these things. I mean, I like to think of myself as a pretty smart guy, but, you know, I got a wife, I got kids, I got multiple jobs, I got all this stuff. I don't have time to necessarily figure everything out, you know, so... It creates a very difficult time for the amount of time that it will take to educate society and then to roll some of this stuff back without demonizing Western medicine that definitely has scientific backing on it. You know, we seem to live in this black and white world where if you're on one side, you hate the other, you know. And so, like, you know, what's a possible game plan for educating the world without demonizing the other side?
Well, you know, they say science advances one funeral at a time. So, you know, these paradigms do change slowly. I guess time will tell, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, going back to what the solution is, I think it comes down to breaking down the barriers that people hold on to where they're all for one thing and completely against another thing. So, you know, we would see a much different medical system if nutrition found its way in there. We would find that there'd be a lot more preventative medicine rather than, being reactive to the symptoms that are now appearing because of a lack of nutrition or being proactive. And so it would change a lot of things, and it would actually save a lot of money to the healthcare system. And I'm not sure how exactly it works down in the States, but in Canada, the healthcare system is an absolute tax burden. The costs are so incredibly high. They're constantly making cuts, hence why they probably destocked the ambulance that my son ended up in. I don't know if it was for cost savings or what the motivation was, but the fact of the matter is it puts lives at risk. And so I think that just breaking down a lot of those barriers and allowing them all to kind of mesh together and allowing people to make that choice and giving doctors a much more holistic education rather than just learning strictly about one type of medication route, I think that would be very beneficial. And so that they don't feel like they're playing a team sport and they're all for pharmaceutical medications and everything else is not credible.
Well, David, we're coming up on the end of the interview here. Can you tell our audience a little bit more where they can find out more about you online, maybe?
Absolutely, yeah. So I am on Facebook where I do put a lot of the information. I just covered a recent court case here in Canada that was the second of its kind, mine being the first. And so Facebook, if you just look up David Stephan, you'll find me there. And then I've also got, Stand for Truth, that's Stand and the number 4 and then truth.ca, which we're going to begin. It's a little bit archaic right now, but we're going to begin putting a lot of information on there as well as on the Stand for Truth, YouTube channel and the Stand for Truth, Facebook page.
Well, we really appreciate you being on the show. You know, it definitely, you know, is a very polarizing topic and
not one we've done before.
And definitely not one that we've done before. So we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you hearing me out.
No problem. All right. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, David Stephan. Thanks for checking us out.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.